You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin. Robin, live from robinwolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, from Asheville, North Carolina, on this beautiful fall day. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend and is doing good. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Robin, an evidential medium, a psychic, an animal communicator, and happy to do a psychic reading for somebody today if they're interested. So I'll just wait a few minutes for somebody to pop on. And while we're waiting, I wanted to talk a little bit about manifestation. Manifestation has been huge for me lately. And it works for the most part. No, it does. It really does work. So for those of you who are not sure what manifestation is, so it's the practice of using thoughts and your feelings to bring your greatest desire into reality. It can involve you visualizing what you want. It can involve affirmations and gratitude. And it, when you do this, it aligns your energy with your goals and helps you to attract your what you want, your outcome, your greatest desire. It's really important to clarify what your desire is. It needs to be clear. It needs to be a vision. And I have someone here for a reading. But remember, if you have any questions, just give me a shout. I'm happy to help with your manifestations. Hello, Carol in Indiana. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Excuse me for having a runny nose, though. Allergies are starting up early this year.
Yeah.
I hope you had a great weekend. And how can I help you today?
Just maybe some kind of a outlook for my future. What could be happening with my career? Had a couple problems at work, but I think I got them worked out. But been with the company a long time, and I don't want to leave. So maybe we could just do it a career reading. And if anything else important pops up, would be good too.
Okay, so I'm gonna use a little bit of my own psychic intuition as well as tarot cards. So while I'm shuffling, I'd like for you just to concentrate on you and think about work.
Okay.
And let's see what comes up. Okay, so for the most part, I do feel like you fixed whatever happened, or it was fixed, because I don't know why, but I'm getting the feeling that you felt it more than anyone else felt it, and that it wasn't quite as bad as you thought it was. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
I mean, I'm not saying you blew it out of proportion, but sometimes we overthink things, and I feel like you might have done a little bit of that, but I also feel like you fixed it with words, whatever was said or done. I don't know where the patience is coming in. I don't know whether, I feel like you need to be more patient with yourself. Okay.
Absolutely. I'm working on, I believe that's my life. One of my life lessons, purposes, what have you, is to learn patience. Yes. I'm a people pleaser. I work with the public. I'm very respected at my job, and I enjoy what I do. It's just I have a boss that's bipolar and self-medicating with bourbon, so I'm dealing with him. And I had to go to the union, and the union they were meeting today on some things that he wrongly tried to reprimand me for, and I like you said, I believe I corrected it, but I got to go on. Life's got to go on. Yes, and I'm not leaving that. This, yeah.
And I don't.
Yeah, you're
feel
right.
Like,
I do. I am an overthinker.
Okay. I don't feel like. I feel like it was good that you went to the union. I hope
it is or isn't.
Is good. You needed to do something,
good.
And you needed to take a step to put your job and other people's jobs back in balance.
Exactly. I stood up for a young man. I stood up for a young man that had to go through the same thing, but worse than me. I stood up. I told the union I'm standing up for him also. So mm-hmm. You got that right.
And I do feel like the union will stand up for you and for everyone. And again, put things back into balance. I do feel like you're highly respected. I am going to say, please don't lose sleep over this, because I feel like you are. Because I feel like you're dreaming about it as well.
I feel like
that will come to an ending. I feel like you're fixing the roller coaster ride. I don't feel like it's going to feel like
it anymore. Oh, you
I
got
see
that right.
Beginnings. I also feel like you may be offered. Okay, so I don't want to say you're going to be offered his job, but I do feel like there's an offer coming. I feel like you are very highly respected, and I feel like you can do his job with one hand tied behind your back. I feel like there's something coming. So I don't know why I'm getting words, put your seatbelt on, because that's what I'm getting. Put your seatbelt on and just wait, because something's coming.
I see a lot of
new beginnings. This fall, before the year is over. I see your finances getting better.
Thank you.
I also see growth. So again, you're not at a dead end in this job. This is the beginning. I don't think it's the beginning, but the middle. It's just not the end.
Yeah.
And I do see growth.
I'll make a long story short. I work in a meat department. I'm the head meat wrapper, and they're talking about going to prepack because the meat cutters are overpaid. If that does happen, I would be the manager because I'm just the wrapper, and all the meat cutters and meat managers would be laid off. And that's what the company wants to do. And then I would be the meat manager, and all I would have to do is put the price tag on the meat and put it out, which is probably what's going to happen. And you validated it for me. Thank you.
No, that's good. I'm glad I did that. Again, I do see growth. I feel like you should celebrate you, and I feel like you should have faith in yourself. But I'm also getting trust your gut, trust your intuition, because it's strong. You will get justice.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, and you will definitely get justice. This isn't the end for you. This is the beginning. I also feel like, I feel like there might be a side business or something for you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like it's time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's time for you to start something that you really desire, something that's important to you. You are a people person, and you help more people than you know with just your words. So I don't know if it's becoming the union rep, like working for the union and being a rep, or if it's doing something totally different on the side to make extra money, but that's something that you're going to love. So I was talking about manifestation before you came on, and I'm going to tell you, it suggests that you start writing down your thoughts and your desires and start manifesting what you want, because it's the time for you to really follow your journey and follow your desires and build what you want to build.
Okay, I'll do that. Sense. You got that right. Yes. Okay. I've been thinking about how to manifest, and I don't really like journaling or writing things down, but when I wake up in the morning, I got all these dreams and things in my head. I got so many answers. I'll go to sleep with a question and wake up with an answer in my dream. I got to start writing this stuff down. You got that right.
Okay. Because I feel like if you don't like to write, that's fine. You don't have to. Do you like to draw or doodle? Because you
yes,
could also
I was in the arts. I used to paint. Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting that maybe that is what you're supposed to be doing, painting more and painting your dreams. Because maybe you're going to help people with your artwork. It's okay if you don't like to write. You can talk into your phone and make a memo so you remember things as well.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe it's that. Your art. Yeah. Because I do feel like photography, I feel watercolors or oils, there's something. It could just be pencils. But I feel like you have a lot to give. And you're a healer. So your art may be helping other people to heal.
Oh, wow. I thought I was. Wow, you almost brought me to tears because I thought that's what I thought. Think I am. I just didn't know if I was or not. Thank you.
You're definitely a healer. You want to help people, and it's not to make money. It's because it makes you feel good. You have a big heart.
Right. Right. Yeah. Thank you. I feel you do too.
Excuse me. Take it to the next level. Take it where you want to take it to. Take it the highest you can. I mean, you're helping people at work. You probably help people outside of work. And I feel like even if a stranger came up to you and you asked how their day was, they would start talking to you about things that you wouldn't think they would talk to you about.
Yeah, strangers walk up to me and they know me because I've helped them before, and I start telling me their life stories. And then before I know it, I've been a psychologist for like three people in the last hour. I like doing that. I've always wanted to take psychology, but I should have and didn't.
But, well, you don't have to, but you don't have to. You're not doing a therapy session for someone.
I give advice a lot, and people come back and thank me. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is what
I enjoy it.
Yeah. And you should keep doing it. And it just takes you to the next level of where you want to be. And we have 30 seconds left. But I am going to end it with follow your greatest desire. You can be and do anything you want. Be you.
I'm going to start looking for new things. You're right. I need to do that.
I am glad to hear that. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye. And it was really nice chatting with you.
Thank you so much. And God bless.
God bless. Well, thank you for joining me today. And I will see you in a week.